Welcome back to another episode of In Time Crime. I am your host, Robin Bagayoko. Today, I'm going to begin by making a couple of announcements. Before I do that, let me just say, how are you guys doing? I'm posting this very late on a Sunday. It's either going to be posting on a Sunday or a Monday. Because I've been, you know, dealing with a couple of things. You know, life happens. You know, life be lifing. But, yes, basically, happy birthday to everybody that has a birthday this week. What is this? This is April now. But we're still for the Aries. So happy birthday to all my Aries out there. Thank you guys for stopping by. You could be doing so many other things. But you are here listening to End Time Crime, and it is greatly appreciated. So the quick announcements are basically, I need you guys to, you know, go follow me on TikTok, follow me on Instagram, follow me on Facebook. I will have a Patreon up soon. I'm working on it. Merch is in the future. You know, we're hoping to be great here. You know, we're hoping for greater things. So, but right now, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, please go follow me. I have no followers there because I haven't really, you know, been putting myself out there or keeping up with the Facebook. I have followers on TikTok and I do have a couple on Instagram for the End Time Crime page. But if you are listening, just go follow. You know, those, all the social medias are in the description for each video, each audio. So you can always just go to the audio and find the links to all the social medias, all the everything. And if you're on TikTok and you're like, oh, I'm not on Instagram, I'm not on Facebook, or I'm on Facebook, but I don't know how to find you, da-di-da, I'm on Instagram or whatever, TikTok. Well, not TikTok yet, but Instagram for sure and Facebook. There's a link tree, and once you click on the link tree, it will take you directly to all my other stuff. You know, everything that I have going on right now, the link tree will take you there. So by all means, definitely, you know, follow me on Instagram because that's where you can find that link tree so that you can go everywhere else. You can go TikTok, Facebook, you can go everywhere else. So yeah, you guys ready for some crime? You ready for some crime? Well, today's date is November the 22nd of 1999, and I have three crimes for you guys today. Three crimes. Not too much information about them because I tried to research about these crimes. I've never heard anybody cover these cases, I don't think. And I listen to a lot of other people's true crime stuff. You know, I listen to Crime Junkie. I listen to And That's Why We Drink. I listen to My Favorite Murder. I don't mind telling these other people's name. Y'all can go check them out. That's fine. Come back to me, though. Make sure your ass come back. I'm just kidding. Do you. But I have checked out these other places, you know, these other, and I'm just basically listening. I don't know if I just missed it. Okay. But I have not heard about these cases. I haven't listened to every single one of the cases that they discuss. So maybe possibly I have missed them, but I've listened to a lot of cases and I have not heard of these ones. So like I said, today we have three. We're going to get into it. But before we begin, like I said, go ahead, go to TikTok, Instagram, all of those. They're in the description. It's not nothing for you to kill yourself to look for. And, you know, tell a friend, tell somebody to tell somebody to tell somebody else to listen to End Time Crime. This might be, you know, something that they would like. So share. Sharing is caring. Okay. All right. Let's begin. Okay. So today's first story, like I said, you guys, today's discussion will be, you know, today's cases are based on the date 11/22, 1999. So I have three cases that either, you know, the person was convicted on this day, or it happened on this day, or somebody passed away on this day, but they're based around this date, November the 22nd, 1999. Okay, so our first case is a construction worker named Afif Azim, who immigrated from Syria to America so that his three children could, you know, have or live the American dream. They could go to school, then go to college, and, you know, just to get a better life than what they had in Syria. Mr. Hazim, he had came to the United States 10 years prior to the date. And like I said, he just wanted a better life for his kids. You know, he just wanted to do right by his family. And he moved in. He came to the United States and moved in with his younger brother, whose name is Elias. You know, and they all moved to Brooklyn. That's where the family was staying, in Brooklyn, New York. Basically, the company that his brother worked for, he put him on to a job there as a as a laborer. So, you know, since he's coming freshly to America, you got to work on his papers and stuff. So, you know, he kind of just gave him some, got him some kind of hands-on kind of work. And that's what Mr. Azim was doing the day that he was tragically murdered. So on the day of the incident, Mr. Azim was repaving the bridge at three. He was repaving the Throgs Neck Bridge. Sorry. And he was struck and killed by an off-duty police captain who basically was coming back from a celebration for a promotion that he had actually received. And I guess he was intoxicated. Yep, not a guess. He was intoxicated. And basically there were two lanes out of three lanes of traffic that was shut down. And Mr. Captain O'Connor here decided to go past the two that were shut down and, you know, drive past everybody that was, you know, I guess it was like bumper to bumper, because you know how it can be when there's construction work. Everybody's bumper to bumper because they're either being nosy or it's only like one or two lanes. So it kind of slows up traffic from everybody merging and letting everybody, you know, like people letting people in front of them, or people don't want to let people in front of them. So, you know, it tends to be a little bit slower because of that. So Mr. Captain O'Connor, under the influence, decided that he was going to drive around the cones. You know, and they said it looked like it was, he was knocking over cones as he was traveling. And that is when he struck Mr. Hazim, killing him. So after this tragic accident, we're going to say it's an accident, but Mr. Hazim was, you know, this is a murder because you were driving intoxicated, which you as a captain, you as a person that is in the law firm is very, very well aware of the consequences of driving while intoxicated. You know what I mean? This is your job. This is what you do. And you've been promoted, which means you know your job very well. So on the day of the incident, or after the incident, maybe like a month or so later, I was not exactly sure of what the date was, but his family, of course, and I do agree, are suing for wrongful death. It also says that Mr. O'Connor was a dedicated, hardworking guy. You know, that's what his fellow colleagues are saying about him. But regardless of that, like I said, you've been promoted. So you obviously know very much of the consequences of your action and what that action was and why you should not have done that action. It also says that he has not given a statement to say what happened and what he was doing. on the night of the incident, what he was doing in that area, because I guess he doesn't really live around that area. But like I said, I believe I read somewhere where it did say that he was coming from a celebration for the promotion that he had received, allegedly, because I probably do need to get my story straight on that. But of course, Azeem's family is very, very devastated. They are extremely devastated, you know, because this was a hardworking man that came to this country to change his life and make everything better for his family. And how he died was so unnecessary and so callous. So that is tragic. If you do know anything about the story, or you have other information that you would like to share, by all means, email me so I can update the story with, you know, whatever you say about the case. Or you can leave a comment. It's up to you. Okay, next case. Okay, our next case is about a teen that is being arraigned at Bellevue on this day, November the 22nd, 1999. This is Mr. Damien Perrier, 17 years old. He is a teenager. So let's give a little bit of backstory on Mr. Damien. Basically, his family spoke very highly of him, saying that, you know, he's like a straight A student. He's very, very smart. He wanted to be a computer engineer, and he also had the grades for the possibility to be a computer engineer. Like, he was that smart, and he would tutor other kids his age. He was a straight, you know, he was a kid on the straight and narrow, went to church, prayed with his grandmother, you know, just a very, very decent child, a very decent, God-fearing child. But unfortunately, in September, Damien snapped. And his family said that they could see where he was heading in that direction, because he was complaining to his family that he needed help, you know. And it said time and time and time again, regardless of how somebody's been, if they come to you and they say they need help, or they seem happier than usual, you know, you always got to check on the happy people, you know. But he was telling his family, I need help. I don't feel all right. I feel crazy. He was just, he even begun to like show actions that he was losing his shit, because one of his friends reported that he was taking like bottles and objects and throwing them around and saying that he was going to kill the world. And I mean, if that's not enough sign for you to know that somebody needs help, I don't know what is. But they could tell that he was very different from the young man that he was growing up to be. He was born in Jamaica, Kingston, Jamaica, which I can relate. I was raised in Jamaica. Bop, bop. But anyways, so his parents had gotten divorced. So his mom moved to London and his father moved to Brooklyn, and he moved with his aunt in Washington. And then after a year or so, he moved with his father to Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, New York, at 9 years old. So like I said, growing up, he was raised by his father, and he was a very excellent student. He was extremely smart. And I hate to see a young, excellent brain go to waste, but that is what happened here. So, like I said, he was showing signs of, you know, that he was losing it. People thought he was probably taking drugs. His father did a drug test on him and it came out clean. So apparently he was mental. There was something just mentally going off. He just snapped, you know, for whatever reason. The devil's strong out here, you know what I'm saying? And apparently it seemed like the devil was really just messing with this young man. So on the day of the incident, Mr. Perrier was on a train a Manhattan subway car where he took out a box cutter and attacked a gentleman, I believe, and then attacked four other people in the train car. One of the victims, he even slashed his throat from his ear to his chin or something like that. But basically, he attacked five people that day on the train. He just started an argument with one person and went berserk from there. So after that, like I said, on this day, November the 22nd, 1999, he is being arraigned and he's charged. The charges, I'm sorry, carry a sentence of up to 25 years in prison. This young man was so gifted, so smart, so, you know, such a good influence to his family. They had high hopes, extremely high hopes for this young man. And like I said, all of those high hopes are gone out the door because he is going to prison for up to 25 years. He was even arraigned in his pajamas. He was arraigned in his pajamas, y'all. Because he was locked in a psychiatric ward. Because, you know, they were trying to, this was something. Something went wrong. And we need to figure out what happened here, you know. And that is true. If somebody was really smart, doing really good, everything's going great, straight A's, you know, future looking bright, and all of a sudden you just lose your shit. Oh, yeah. You need a psychiatric evaluation. And that is what he was being held at the Bellevue Hospital for a psychiatric evaluation, of course, and psychiatric treatment. And that is where he was when he was arraigned in his PJs. So, yeah, very, very, very sad situation. I hate to see when young people lose their minds and, you know, change their entire lives and make extremely terrible decisions that just ruin their entire future. This young man seemed to, you know, have been battling some serious psychiatric issues that maybe he just could not help himself. So it's pretty sad. It's a pretty sad case. Pretty sad to hear that this happened to this young man. Yeah, it's pretty depressing. So yeah, moving on to our next case. I tell you what, I've told you before when I did the first case on Nicholas Green, I absolutely hate to hear when people do things to children. And unfortunately, on this date, November the 22nd, 1999, we have another case of a mother being freed on this date from a case of her murdering her 2-year-old daughter. Not only do I hate to hear about a crime that is the harm of a child, but for a parent to harm their own child, it makes me feel that much worse. It makes me dislike this person that much worse. I hate doing cases like these. I hate when bad things happen to children. They never deserve it, especially not from a parent, the one person who's supposed to, you know, take care of them and protect them from all the dangers of the world. And this is her mother. You know, her mother carried her for 9 months. And this happened to her at 2 years old. So this little sweet little princess, she was barely here for but 2 years. That is not a long time at all. Okay, so this Miss Precious Bedell is the parent of LaShonda, who is her youngest daughter. It is said that she had 3 children. She has 3 children, and they were all taken away from her because of neglect. Like, she is a bad parent. Okay, it's been written, it's been known, it's been seen, and actions have been taken that this woman is a bad parent. So after she took classes to become a better parent, they gave her back her youngest daughter, LaShonda, which I'm pretty sure they are regretting that decision at this time, because why would you even? You know, this lady was already neglecting her three kids. I don't care how many classes you want to take. You had a chance, you messed up. And you know, people do deserve, maybe people deserve second chances in life and stuff like that, but you cannot play around with lives. You only get one, okay? You only get one life, and that's it. Once somebody is gone, they cannot be returned. They are gone, gone forever. So this lady was already neglecting her three kids, showing that she is in no place to be a mother at this time. Okay. And she decided to have three of them. She decided to have three damn children, three of them. So, yeah. So because of the class that she was taking, they decided to go ahead and let her have her youngest daughter back.
Okay.
So basically only 7 weeks she took that damn class, they decided she can have back her little bitty baby. They gave her back her youngest child. Say, okay, Heifer, you did your classes. Here, take the youngest one. Take this one. Take just one of them. We gonna see how it goes. Like I said, you can't play around with these lives. You giving this child back to somebody that don't know how to take care of her child, you playing with lives. Okay? Because just 7 weeks, only 7 weeks, not even a complete 2 months after receiving back her little daughter, this heifer, and I want to call her so many other words, but I'm being nice. I'm trying to keep it clean. I'm trying to keep this channel as clean as possible so that everybody can listen. Okay? Everybody of all ages, if you can take a murder case, you can listen. I'm trying to keep it clean. I'm trying to keep it clean. So this person, only 3 weeks after getting her daughter back, went to a restaurant with three of her friends, a steak restaurant, a steakhouse, for dinner. And because her daughter, simply 2 years old, half of the child is 2 years old, because her two-year-old daughter, you know, had bad table manners and spilled food on her dress, this, barely want to call her a woman, this thing took her daughter to the bathroom where she pummeled her and fractured her skull, knocking her baby unconscious. 4 days later, her daughter was pronounced dead. So I originally started this case story saying that on this day, November the 22nd, 1999, she's being released. So why is she being released, you may ask, after being such a terrible ass parent? Why are they letting this biatch back out into the world? And it is because for the same damn reason she got her daughter back. Proving that I am a better person. I'm a good person. I'm a better person. I'm a great person. What I did, I made a mistake. You know, blah, 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 blah. So basically, while she was in jail, she was a model inmate. Okay? She was in there for 19 years. And while she was in there, she earned her bachelor's and her master's. And it says that she developed a mentoring program for other African-American inmates and published articles on parenting and rage control. I want to say I don't give a shit, but let's continue. So after doing all of this, you know, people, she had supporters that were pushing for her to be released. They're like, she's changed. She's earned all these degrees. She's written these articles. She's teaching other people not to be like her. She's a changed person. The judge looked over her twice for her appeal of being released. He looked it over twice. and I guess he had denied it. So her former district attorney, Richard Hennessy, I don't know why it was taking so long for these words to come out, who prosecuted her, sorry, has criticized her release. I'm reading verbatim from this article here. And basically he has said, and I quote, and yes, oh my God, truer words have never been spoken. He says, all murders are odious, meaning extremely unpleasant and repulsive, which I completely agree with. And then he goes on to say, infanticide is a little worse, quote and end quote. He damn right. Killing your own child, murdering your own child, beating the shit out your own child to the point where they are knocked unconscious with no chances of survival is extremely, extremely horrible and horrendous. This woman is a monster. So after she did all of this, she got the degree, she wrote the articles, blah, 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 blah. I can never forgive somebody that hurts a child. I don't give a shit. You could go out here and save 15,000 people for the one person, the one little tiny person you killed. I don't give a shit. You hurt it. You did this to a child. You hurt a child. You will never, ever be forgiven in my book. So, yep, you know, she, like I said, on this date, apparently she won over her case and she was released on November 22nd, 1999, after serving 19 years in prison. So basically they released this heifer because they said there were certain legal errors that had occurred during her conviction, including them keeping her in waiting in the restaurant lobby while they went into the bathroom to, you know, check out where the child was murdered. And then they also said that it is her right to accompany the jurors as they were touring the crime scene. And then they also ruled that the judge made a comment that the tour about the tour being where the baby was killed. And apparently that was not proper and that is prejudicial. So, yeah, apparently because of all these reasons, they had to go ahead and let this bitch back out into the world. So, yep, on this day, she was released. She was freed back out into society. Hopefully, because I did not do further research on this woman. I was totally disgusted by her and repulsed. But hopefully she did not get the other two kids back, even though she did all this bullshit that they said she did. Hopefully she did not get the other two kids back. And I am so extremely sorry for what happened to baby LaShonda. Hopefully she is, of course, she is resting in peace. She was just a little bitty thing. So, you know, RIP to LaShonda. Let's take a moment of silence for LaShonda and pray for that little baby. She is gone now, but let's pray for other kids that have parents like this, you know, that hopefully nothing happens to them and somehow they can get out of these situations. Because believe me, you guys, this world is not a beautiful place everywhere. You know, it's pretty horrible out here. And this is why we have crimes to report on. And we report on crimes so that you're aware of the type of things that are happening in the world. Because if you are just living in a candy coated world where you're all sunshines and rainbows and you don't know about nothing, but you listen to End Time Crime and you find out that there's some shit going down, then you may be a little bit more aware that you need to be more conscious of your, you know, surroundings, and you need to be more caring for people because you don't know what people are going through. And, you know, it just brings some kind of awareness to your everyday life. That's what true crime is all about. Bringing awareness to certain situations where you're like, oh, dang, this happened because she did this. Oh, snap, I was just doing this the other day. Did nothing happen to me, praise God. But it was a possibility, okay? The true crimes are here to let you know that certain things that you may be doing, that you were not paying attention to the fact that something could happen, it brings it to your attention that you need to be more cautious. We're not saying live your life in fear. Don't go outside and be scared of every and anything. Just know that there are certain situations that you could be putting yourself in that you need to avoid because other people have been put in this situation. And unlike yourself, who has survived and is able to listen that something happened and do better next time, they did not. And therefore, they are no longer here. Okay? So, yes, Jesus. Okay, so I wanted to say on this third episode, this is episode number 3, right? This third episode that, you know, let's put God first, you know, especially about the young man, Mr. Damien. He was a God-fearing little young man, and these things started to happen to him. Let's put God first in everything that we do, and that way we can have a little bit more protection out here in the world. Pray before you do certain things, okay? Put God first. Amen? Be blessed. Right? Okay, so last message before we wrap it up. If you are listening and you have listened to this point, and I appreciate you so much. I am your number one fan. Thank you so much for listening to episode number 3, which is this date, November the 22nd, 1999. Thank you so much for sticking around and being a good listener, I guess. And do me a favor and hit the follow button, subscribe. Like I said, go into the link tree and follow me on TikTok and Instagram. And there's also other links to, you know, follow up in there. Facebook. So follow me in all those places, but definitely follow me here, whatever platform that you're listening on. Hit the follow button, subscribe, rate. If it allows you to rate 5 stars, rate 5 stars. Do not go below that. I will give you, go ahead and do a 4, but that's it. That's it. No less than a 4. Stop right there. Okay. 5 is enough. 4 is enough. But yes, go ahead and rate. And if you would like to leave a comment about any of the cases that we covered today or any of the cases that we have previously covered, by all means, go ahead and leave a comment. Be nice. If you want to be mean, my email is there. Email me the mean words you want to say. You don't have to let everybody know how you feel. Okay, so email me. My email is robin@endtimecrime.org. So feel free to email me if you cannot hear what I'm saying. Like I said, all links are in the description. My email is in the description. Everything's in the description for this video. Go ahead, email me, follow me. I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for once again listening to this episode of End Time Crime. And I will see you next time for episode number 4. You guys be blessed, put God first, and have a wonderful afternoon.